This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist.
ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, years. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim. Great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play.
Wow.
Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying This is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021. No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulder head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Trent Arena in Kettering, Ohio, Fairmont High School. I am Brian Billing, in for Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for the first game of Flying to the Hoop this day. It's a 4-day extravaganza that happens every basketball season here at Trent Arena. And we have a huge matchup today, a matchup that has the eyes of every Division IV fan across the state. It is the Bakken's Trojans, ranked number 1 in the most recent Associated Press poll. They enter the game with a 12-1 record, facing New Madison Tri-Village. They enter today's game 10-2. They were ranked number 5 in the most recent Division IV state AP poll. Should be a great matchup, Chuck. These are two teams that have been among the best programs in the state in recent years. Of course, Tri-Village had a nice run 2014-2015, made state once. They won it the next year, got back, had a little lull, but they're back at it now. They made regionals last year, lost to Cedarville, who Bakken's beat in a regional final on their way to winning a Division IV state title.
Yeah, well, Tri-Village has everybody back from last year, and I mean, and you take a look, and the first person you look at is Lane Sarver. He's 6'6" tall, and he shoots threes as well as anybody in the area shoots threes. And at 6'6", he can get a look anytime he wants to. But boy, he's not all there is. They run at you with 7 and 8 kids, and they are well coached, and they are a very, very talented basketball team.
Absolutely, and they are now under the guidance of coach whose name just ran, Josh Sagister, ran out of my head for a second, but I was able to catch it before it was completely out.
I thought it was gone, but you grabbed it.
He is back now in his second year. This is his second stint. He was there for 14 years, I believe, before he stepped away. And they are back at it again, had a great season last year, and as you just said, a terrific team this year led by Sarver, who has already become the program's all-time leading scorer. That says a lot for a program like Tri-Village. When you're able to become the leading scorer midway through your senior year and with still tons of game left, so he has the opportunity here to really rack up his total before the end of the year. He broke the record at about 1450, I believe, points was the all-time career record. So he could be closing in on 2,000 if Tri-Village continues to make a run, and if he keeps his points per game average up, he averages 20.3 a game. A terrific, terrific team. And, of course, we know Botkins is as well.
Yep.
Change for the Trojans, though, Chuck. They are now without Dylan Topp for the rest of the year. He suffered a season-ending injury, I believe, on Friday night in their most recent Shelby County Athletic League win. How does that change the Trojans?
Well, I'll tell you, with Dylan Topp, it losing a kid this point in the year, it does a few things. He was a great rebounder, good scorer. I think he was number two scorer for them. But he was a tremendous defender, and he could defend on the perimeter, and he could defend inside. And also, it changed up the rotation and the dynamic of the basketball team. The Herzog and Stewart are going to have to play more minutes than they've been playing, and the four guys that are still there have just absolutely got to pick up the pace.
And this is definitely a game they would have liked to have had still on the court. Yeah. You mentioned Sarver, 6'6". They have a lot of other tall players that we'll talk about a little later, but good news for Botkins is they still have height. Besides the two Plymans, Jacob and Carter, they also have Elijah Stewart, 6'5", Jordan Herzog, 6'3", and those two players have had some good games this year. They'll need some good... they'll need a good game from both tonight.
Yeah, they will. My thought is that Carter Plyman's going to start out on Sarver. I think that he usually draws a tough assignment. I think it would have been Top, but now I'm pretty sure it's going to be Carter Plyman. Carter's going to have a good game. He's been kind of sleepwalking a little bit since I saw him down at Centerville against Shawnee. But his brother Jacob has been on a roll, and he needs to have a big game inside today for Botkins.
I am Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McBee. This is scoresbroadcast.com. We are getting ready to cover Botkins versus Tri-Village here in a Flying to the Hoop game at Trent Arena in Kettering. And we thank today's anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Gaffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GaffneyFurniture.com. McCall Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scorer's founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page around, and of course our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors in the last several months here on Scores Broadcast include the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay with an office in Sydney. FRCOhio.com, we believe people recover. Victor's Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorshealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, and build and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. and the cell phone shop on Harshman Plaza on Harshman Road, which is south of Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. And our additional underwriting sponsors, Brookins in Fort Laramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class glass supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. John Hip Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Reese Myring & Company's CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Regal Trophy and Awards on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. We will keep you moving forward. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gem of Rushi. New address, 537 East Main in Rushi. Tri-Village and Botkins both out on the court. We are about 11 minutes away from tip-off here. And looking at your Francis Schulze key building components for today's game, from storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. The building components for these two teams today, first for Tri-Village, they have balance. If they can get that balance going again, they should be in good shape, especially with Botkins being without one of their top defenders. They have Lane Sarver averaging 20.3 points per game and 7 rebounds. If he can get going, they're in good shape too. But they have other players that can do a lot of things for them, and they have height to go into that too. Justin Finkbein, a 6'5" junior, he averages 7.3 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. And in addition to that, they also have Wilson Scuggs averaging 14.2 points per game. He's a 6'1" junior guard. And Josh Scantland, another big player inside, 6'6" senior forward. If the Patriots can take advantage and score inside and get some outside shots when they can, they should be in good shape. The key building components for Botkins, they have to have a big game from the two Plymans tonight, especially with Dylan Topp now out. Jacob Plyman enters this one averaging 17 points and over 8 rebounds per game. Carter Plyman is averaging 10 points per game this year. Those two will need to do well. And then, of course, as we mentioned a little bit ago, Jordan Herzog and Elijah Stewart will be counted on off the bench to try and help defend those Tri-Village tall players and get the Botkins Trojans some much-needed rebounds. Those are your key building components from Francis Schulze. Again, from storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, efficiency, and the highest building components. The finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can get you covered. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials and lumber deals, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're going to pause for a brief commercial break and hear from a new ScoresBroadcast.com sponsor, the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the Cell Phone Shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell Phone Shop. ShopDayton.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And welcome back to Trent Arena. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee, and we are here for a big fly-into-the-hoop matchup between the 12-1 Botkins Trojans and the 10-2 Tri-Village Patriots. Tri-Village this year averaging 64.3 points per game and 20 rebounds per game. They're shooting 53.5 from the field overall, including 33.3% from three-point range. They are averaging 10.3 turnovers per game and 12.8 steals per game. Botkins on the year is averaging a shooting percentage of 63.3% from the floor, including an outstanding 38% three-point shooting range. That says a lot, and of course, Jamison Meyer, a big part of that, a absolute dynamite three-point shooter. He is shooting at a 44% clip. Of course, Jacob Lyman, their leading scorer, he surpassed 1,000 career points not too long ago and enters this game with 1,109 career points. We're going to pause for a one-minute radio station break in a second. One-minute radio station break. This is a game between Botkins, the number one ranked squad in the most recent Division IV AP poll, and Tri-Village, which was tied at number five in the most recent poll. We'll be back right after this one-minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Welcome back to Trent Arena. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com and 105.5 TAM FM. Botkins and Tri-Village both on the court warming up. Botkins will be the home team today. They are in all white. Excuse me, Tri-Village will be the home team today. They are in all white. What threw me off is the fact that Botkins, the away team, has, I believe, some new jerseys.
I think so.
At least jerseys we haven't seen before. They are in all gray, really snazzy Nike jerseys.
Good look.
We have some shout-outs from the Jamison Meyer family of Botkins. First to Aunt Lisa Brady, a diehard listener and aunt of Jamison Meyer. Then Molly and Rick Biddle of Alberta, Michigan. Uncle Dan and Aunt Jody in Denver, Colorado. And then the Liebeck family in Minneapolis, friends of Jamison Meyer. And, of course, they want to thank all the Wildcat Nation listening in Napoleon, Ohio. They wish both the Trojans and the Cats good luck. We are shortly coming up on the national anthem, introduction of starters, and the tip-off of this game. A huge contest between these two squads, both ranked in the state, both of which were regional squads last year. and both of which have won state titles in Division IV within the last 6 or so years. A nice crowd on hand here at Trent Arena in Kettering, and it costs a pretty penny to get in here too, Chuck, so
yeah,
people are shilling it out, that's for sure.
I'm glad I got paid to get in here.
And, of course, this is a four-day affair. It starts on Friday night, and it goes all the way through Monday. Happens every Memorial Day weekend. This will be the second straight day the Tri-Village has been here, but it's the first day for the boys.
Right.
Yesterday, the Patriots girls were here. They took on Bellbrook, and they had a big victory, a 30-point win. I believe the score was in the neighborhood of like 65 to 35. What a tremendous win for them.
Over a highly ranked Division I school.
Yes, and that is a type of win that'll make your eyes pop and make you wonder what will happen when we get deeper into the tournament with some of the teams we have in our area. Of course, everybody has their pencils ready and has already penciled in Fort Laramie and Tri-Village.
I wrote
in
a
regional game. You wrote it in ink. See, I was going to say, you never know, mate. Don't put it in pen. Put it in pencil so you can erase it. But, yeah, that I think it's highly likely we could be seeing those two squads in a regional. Again, they were a regional final matchup last year, which Fort Laramie won going away. We're going to step away here, and when we come back, we will have the starting lineups, and we will get this game underway. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangemanfh.com.
And welcome back to Trent Arena. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We're here for Botkins taking on Tri-Village in a flying to the hoop contest. The starters are being introduced right now. We have them for you. Botkins is again the visiting team today. They are wearing some new snazzy gray jerseys. Starting for the Trojans today, a 6'5" junior, Carter Plyman, a 5'9" senior guard, Jamison Meyer, a 5'8" senior guard, Jaden Wendell, a 6'3" sophomore forward, Jordan Herzog, and a 6'6" senior forward center guard. He can play it all, Jacob Plyman. And so that is Jordan Herzog getting the starting nod today since Dylan Topp from Botkins, a normal starter and a two-year litter winner, was injured this past Friday and is now out for the season. Your starters for Tri-Village, a 6-foot junior, Dalton DeLong, a 6-foot-1 junior, Wilson Suggs, a 6-foot-6 senior, Josh Scantlin, a 6-foot-6 senior, Lane Sarver, and a 6-foot-5 junior, Justin Finkbein. We're moments away from tip-off. Again, this is the first of three games here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Make sure you tune in tonight. We will have two games, the last two games, in Fort Laramie's inaugural Martin Luther King Jr. weekend tournament. Anna takes on Springfield Catholic Central. That is going to be a 5:30 airtime for us tonight, 6 o'clock tip-off, and then we'll go right into Fort Laramie and Tiffin Columbian, which is penciled in as a 7:30 tip-off, but we'll get underway as soon as possible after that Anna Springfield Catholic Central game.
I was in the third grade. I lived in Tiffin, and the very first high school basketball game I went to was Tiffin Columbian.
Wow.
So this is going to be quite the circle. That might have been 15, 20 years ago.
Well, I grew up
or 60.
I grew up in Springfield, and in my younger days saw a lot of the Irish back in the days that they were led by a big NBA star whose name is ran out of my head. I'm having a problem with names running out of my head.
I got to stand up. Don't stand on the cord.
Well, we are underway now between Botkins and Tri-Village. Tip goes to the Trojans, and they are working the ball quickly inside. Here's Jacob Plyman. He throws back out to Wendell on the left wing. Wendell puts up a three. It's no good. Tri-Village grabs the rebound, and they go to work. Here is DeLong, just past half court, with it for the Trojans. For the Patriots. DeLong throws it over to Sarver. Sarver goes back out to Scantlin at the top of the key. Scantlin throws inside to Finkbein, and he gets a shot to fall off the glass. Justin Finkbein, 6'5", gets the first shot to fall in this game. Tri-Village on top, 2-0, with 7-12 and counting left in the first quarter. The Trojans turn it over on their next possession. Here's Tri-Village, quickly back down on their end. Sarver puts up a three from the left wing, no good, but the Patriots get the rebound there with a long three attempt. Is DeLong, it's no good. We have a whistle blown, foul on the rebound, and that was on Sarver. So Botkins will take it in from underneath of the Tri-Village basket.
Yeah, you got to try to get away with a push inside on the rebound, but referee saw it.
Carter Plyman taking it up the court for the Trojans. He gets across half court, dribbling right side, throws it over in the corner to Herzog. Herzog goes back out to Jacob Plyman. Jacob Plyman goes inside, is trying to put up a shot, but we have a jump ball called as I believe it was DeLong for Tri-Village that was there and got a piece of it and forced the jump ball to be called. So the arrow favors the Patriots, and they go back down to their end. DeLong, left wing, puts up a shot, no good. Wow. Ball goes out of bounds, the last off of a Botkins player, so it will stay with Tri-Village, who is on top 2-0, 6:33 left in the first quarter. DeLong will throw the inbounds pass. He throws it in, and Jamison Meyer nearly ripped it away, but Wilson Suggs for the Patriots was able to regain control. He passes it off to DeLong near half court, and the Patriots go to work. Suggs, right wing, drives inside, puts up a shot way off. The teams fight for the rebound. It was last off of a Tri-Village player, went out of bounds, and the officials reverse it. Or we've got some discussion.
Boy, that's a bad call. It went off the arm of Plyman.
And they are going to let Botkins have it. Jacob Plyman taking it in. And they get it in to Herzog, who is working it up the court, being guarded by Sarver. He gets across half court at the top of the key. In trouble, but gets it off to Meyer, who's now double-teamed. He gets it back to Herzog. Herzog dribbles up left wing, goes back to Meyer, top of the key. Meyer throws it over on the right wing to Wendell. Wendell loses it, has it knocked away by Tri-Village. The Patriots race down. Finkbein goes and throws a pass to Suggs, who gets a shot to fall off the glass, and that puts Tri-Village on top 4-0, 5:38 and counting left in the first quarter. Botkins back on there, and Jacob Lyman inside puts up puts a pass back out to Wendell, who puts up a three. No good. The Trojans are able to regain control. Jacob Lyman puts up a shot. It is no good. Tri-Village gets the rebound. Ball was knocked out by Botkins' Jamison Meyer as Tri-Village was passing it up court. The Patriots will take it in from in front of the Botkins bench, and they go back to work. DeLong, left wing, throws a pass to Scantlin. Scantlin goes back to the right side to Suggs. Suggs with it. Right wing being guarded by Meyer. He throws a bounce pass back out to Josh Scantlin. Scantlin goes and throws a pass to Suggs, who puts up a three from the right wing. No good. There's Jacob Plyman with the rebound. Plyman, top of the key, throws a pass over to Meyer. Meyer, right wing, throws a pass to Wendell. Wendell loses it. Tri-Village comes away with it. Finkbein has it. And there is a travel call. That was on Sarver after he had just taken the pass.
Well, you got a jump stop. He tried to stop and took a little step there.
Botkins will now get it after that. 4:33 left in the first quarter. The Trojans take it in. Carter Plyman has it. He works it across half court. It's loose, though, knocked away by DeLong. There was a scrum for it. We have a whistle. Looks like it is a foul. That's going against Tri-Village. That is their second foul here in the first quarter. So Botkins will now take it in from in front of the Patriots bench. 4:25 left in the first quarter. Tri-Village on top of Botkins, 4-0 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wendell gets the inbounds pass. He dribbles just inside the top of the key. Throws the pass. Knocked away, but Carter Plyman races and recovers it. Plyman dribbles back to the top of the key now. Trojans struggling here, Chuck, against this Tri-Village defense. They work the ball around. Plyman has it. Throws the pass over to his brother. Oh, excuse me. No, that was Elijah Stewart. A big kid off the bench who drove in and hit the basket. He's 34, Jacob Plyman 35. He was fouled as he shot, so he'll go to the line for the opportunity for a three-point play.
Nice find that time by Carter Plyman. That was the second foul on DeLong. He's going to have to sit.
Stewart gets a free throw to fall, and that cuts Tri-Village's lead to 4-3, 3:53 and counting left in the first quarter. Patriots going to work on their end. Suggs from the top of the key throws it over on the right wing to Sarver. Sarver, we have a whistle blown as he was dribbling. 5-second violation.
Boy,
another turnover for the Patriots.
That should not happen. You got to have a clock in your head, and all you got to do there is pick it up and to get a new 5 count. He wasn't thinking.
Jacob Plyman takes it in, throws it to Meyer, and the Trojans go back to work here with 3:30 and counting left in the first quarter. They trail Tri-Village by one early in this big flying to the hoop matchup. Meyer from the top of the key throws it inside to Herzog. Herzog throws it back to Meyer, who launches a long three. No good. There is Sarver with the rebound. He throws a pass up court to Scantlin, who gets a shot to fall off the glass. That pushes Tri-Village's lead to 6-3. 3:06 and counting left in the first quarter. The Trojans quickly both go back to work on their end. Carter Plyman throws a pass inside to his brother Jacob, and Jacob gets a shot to fall. 6-5 now, just under 3 minutes to play. DeLong crosses half court. He's at the top of the key. Throws a pass inside to Scantlin. Scantlin goes back outside to DeLong, who puts up a three. No good. There with the rebound is Finkbein. We have a whistle. And that is a foul on Botkins. That is their first foul of the game.
I don't understand, and they let him do it all the time. He caught the pass. He took 2 steps to get himself open and set his feet. That's travel.
But Tri-Village will keep it. And they work it inside. Sarver throws an inbounds pass to Finkbein. Finkbein goes over to the left wing to Prince. Prince goes over in the left corner to Suggs. Suggs goes back out to the top of the key to Scantlin. Scantlin, left wing now, throws a pass to the right wing to Suggs. Suggs goes to Sarver. Sarver dribbles inside from the right side. He lost control of the ball, went right to Jacob Wyman, and Bakkens goes back to work. 2:12 and counting left in the first quarter. 6-5 Tri-Village lead. Tri-Village knocks the ball away from Herzog there. And Bakkens will inbound it from in front of Tri-Village's bench. Carter Plyman throws it in to Meyer. Meyer in trouble. Starts dribbling. Goes inside. Double teamed. He's pivoting. Looking for someone to throw to. And we have a whistle blown. Coach Phil Groves from Bakkens was able to get a timeout before anything happened there. So Bakkens will keep it with 1:58 left in the first quarter. And we will step away. We'll be right back here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back to Trent Arena. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. 6-5 Tri-Village lead over Bakkens with 1:56 and counting left in the first quarter. Bakkens takes it back in after calling a timeout. Carter Plyman with it. He was on the baseline, throws a pass to Jacob Plyman. He puts up a shot, no good. Gets the rebound. Puts up another shot, no good, and there is an offensive foul called. That goes against Plyman.
Wow.
I was going to ask you what he did there, Chuck, if I missed something.
No, I'll tell you what he did. He happened to be next to Bob Giuliano, who is possibly the worst official that's still doing basketball in the state of Ohio.
Well, Tri-Village gets it after that foul, and the Patriots go back to work. Finkbein, top of the key, throws it over to Sarver. Sarver drives inside, pulls up for a jumper, air ball, no good. There's Scantlin for the rebound. He puts up a shot, it's no good. Carter Plyman gets the rebound. And we have a whistle blown as he was working it past half court. That is a foul on Tanner Prince. That is Tri-Village's fourth foul. Bakkens has two. We've got a minute 20 and counting left in the first quarter. As Bakkens gets it back in, they trail 6-5. Herzog with it left wing. He throws it back to Meyer at the top of the key. It's taken away by the Patriots. They race up court. Suggs puts a shot off the glass, gets it to fall. He was fouled as he shot, so he'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity.
That is such a silly foul. You either make sure he has to get up off the floor or you let him shoot the layup. You don't go up there and give him a little bit of a bump and give him a three-point play.
Here comes Suggs. Free throw. It's up and good. That pushes Tri-Village's lead to 9-5 with 1:04 left in the first quarter. Jacob Plyman with it. He takes it past half court as we just go under 1 minute to play and throws it over on the left wing to Herzog. Herzog goes inside, finds Jacob Plyman. He gets a shot off the glass. That cuts the gap to 9-7. Tri-Village races it back past half court. Scantlin has it top of the key. They work it over to Suggs, who puts up a jumper left side of the free throw line. He gets it to fall. It is a four-point game again, 11-7 with 30 seconds and counting. Tri-Village on top of Bakkens. Jacob Plyman gets it across half court, tries to hand it off to Carter Plyman. He nearly loses it, but regains control. He's close to half court, and did they say he just stepped over? No, there is a foul against Tri-Village. Tanner Prince gets that foul, who was guarding Carter Plyman. That is Tri-Village's fifth foul. Bakkens has three.
I think he got away with a double dribble in and over and back. But luckily, they called a foul.
We saw a lot of fouls last night in the Rushi-New Bremen game. So far, we've seen eight here. Carter Plyman works it inside for the Trojans. Shot partially blocked. He gets the rebound. They fight for it. Tri-Village tips it back out on the arc to Bakkens. Meyer puts up a long three. No good. Carter Plyman rebound. They get it again and throw it back outside. Jacob Plyman right wing hits a three. It counts right before the buzzer. Huge shot for Jacob Plyman to cut the gap to 11-10 here at the end of the first quarter, but Tri-Village maintains a lead in this Division IV showdown in Flying to the Hoop. We'll be back right after this. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Welcome back to Trent Arena. We're starting the second quarter with Tri-Village on top of Bakken's 11-10. The Trojans get the first possession of the second quarter, but they turn it over, and Tri-Village now going to work on its end. Patriots in all white. They're going from right to left on your radio, computer, or smartphone. The Trojans are in gray. They're going from left to right. Missed shot, rebound. Tri-Village, they put up another shot. No good. They're coming away with the rebound for Botkins. Is Herzog. He throws it up court to Plyman, but it was too far of a pass. It goes out of bounds, and there is Tri-Village's ball after that throw goes out.
Jacob Plyman.
Seven turnovers already. Wow. So Tri-Village takes it back across half court. A lot of turnovers and a lot of fouls so far. Here at the top of the key is Finkbein for the Patriots. They throw it inside to Scuggs. Scuggs goes back outside to Tanner Prince, who's coming off the bench. Prince goes back to Sarver. Sarver at the top of the key throws it over to Suggs. Suggs hands it off to Prince. Prince back to Suggs on the left wing. Suggs goes to Sarver. He dribbles inside from the right side, puts up a shot. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. Finkbein comes away with it. He throws it over to Suggs. Suggs goes back to Scantlin, and the Patriots are reorganizing here with 6:28 left. There with a pull-up jumper from the free throw line is Suggs. It's no good. Tri-Village tries to get the rebound but cannot come up with it. Finkbein was fighting for it, but he stepped out of bounds as he was trying to save the ball, so that will be Botkin's ball.
Well, so far, neither team shooting the ball very well. At this end of the floor, Tri-Village has at least five block shots now. At the other end, they're getting some good looks, just not making shots.
And the big score, Lane Sarver for Tri-Village, scoreless so far.
Yeah.
But Suggs has seven.
Yeah.
The Trojans working across half court. Carter Plyman has it. He dribbles right side, throws a pass to his brother Jacob Plyman. They exchange again. Carter Plyman now goes over to Herzog. Herzog goes to the left wing, puts up a three. It's no good. Jacob Plyman got the rebound, got a shot to fall. He was fouled as he shot, so he'll have the opportunity for a three-point play. Bakken's on top now at 12-11 with 5:59 left in the second quarter, and that is their first lead of the game. Jacob Plyman's free throw is good. That's now a two-point lead for the Trojans. 5:57 and counting left in the second quarter as the Patriots work the ball past half court. Jason Hale now in off the bench for the Patriots. He has it. Throws it over on the right side to Suggs, who puts up a shot off the rim. No good. Carter Plyman grabs the rebound. Plyman with it, taking it across half court. He throws it over to Wendell. Wendell goes over to Jacob Plyman on the left wing. He throws a pass. It's knocked away. Ball rolls out of bounds. in front of Bakken's bench, last off of Tri-Village, so the Trojans will take it in from there.
Well, I saw what the play was setting up. Unfortunately, so did Tri-Village, and they were right on that pass to Meyer. Lucky to get the ball back.
So Bakken's will try to draw up something else here. Wendell takes it across half court for the Trojans, dribbling right side. Pivoting, looking to pass. Gets it to Meyer in the right corner. Meyer throws it out of bounds off of Seth Cook's feet. So the Trojans will keep the ball.
Third time they've been tied up in that corner. Stay out of the corners.
That is where Bakken's is taking it in now. Carter Plyman throws it over to Wendell. Wendell goes back to Carter Plyman, right side. Carter Plyman dribbles around the arc, left side now. He throws the pass over to Herzog. Herzog goes back to Carter Plyman. He dribbles inside, puts up a shot, in and out. They're ripping the rebound away from two Tri-Village players. It's Herzog. The Trojans now go back to work. Herzog gets a pass, left corner. He gets a shot to fall. Nothing but net. Bakken's on top, 16-11 now. 4:43 and counting left in the second quarter. I believe this is now a 9-0 run for the Trojans, yep, dating back to late in the first quarter. Tri-Village trying to get something now back on its end. Jason Hale has it. He throws it over to Scantlin. Scantlin goes to Suggs on the left wing. Suggs throws the pass to Sarver, who launches a three. Top of the key, no good. Bakken's gets the rebound. Carter Plyman taking it across half court. Trojans now on top by five. Trying to extend the lead, 4:12 and counting left in the second quarter. Ball was tipped out of bounds there by Tri-Village. Bakken's will take it in from in front of the Tri-Village bench. The Trojans take it in to Jacob Plyman. He hands it back off to Carter. Carter Plyman dribbling. Bounce pass over to Jamison Meyer. Meyer goes inside to Jacob Plyman. Plyman wanted to pass. Tries to shoot. Dribbles back around, throws it, and it is caught up between both teams. There's a foul there by Bakken's. That was on Jaden Wendell. So Tri-Village will take it in now.
He saved a layup by picking up the foul there.
3:52 left in the second quarter. 16-11 lead for Bakken's over Tri-Village. The Patriots take it in. DeLong at the top of the key throws it over to Suggs. Suggs goes back to Sarver. Left wing three. Nothing but net. Those are his first points of the game. And that three cuts Tri-Village's gap down to 16-14. 3:30 and counting left. Carter Plyman takes it across half court. Right wing. He goes inside, loses the ball. It is Tri-Village ball.
9 turnovers now for the Trojans.
But yet they are up 16-14. And as you said earlier, Chuck, bad shooting by both of these teams. Not good shooting percentages, although Bakken's has gotten better here in the last 7 minutes or so. Tri-Village working it on. It's in now. Sarver has it, throws a pass inside to Finkbein. Finkbein passes it back to Sarver, and the Patriots work it back out to Suggs. He backs off near half court. And they go to work again. He dribbles inside, puts up for a jumper. It rolls around. No good. Jacob Plyman grabs the rebound.
I figure most of these kids would just be getting out of church now. They're having trouble getting their mind into the game.
Yes, this early Sunday morning matchup here in Flying to the Hoop at Trent Arena in Kettering. Jacob Plyman, long three, no good. Tri-Village gets the rebound. They go to work again, trailing 16-14. 2:30 left in the second quarter. Sarver has it near half court. He throws it inside to Scantlin. Scantlin goes back outside to Finkbein. Finkbein throws it inside to Sarver. He's called for a travel. So Bakken's will take it in from under Tri-Village's basket with 2:20 left in the second. Trojans ahead by two. Plyman throws the inbounds pass to Meyer. Meyer gets it across half court. Throws a bounce pass to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman throws a pass to Meyer, left wing. He gets a three. Nothing but net. That's that beautiful three-point shooting that he displays. And that pushes Bakken's lead to 19-14.
When he shoots the ball in rhythm, he's as good as any three-point shooter I've seen since I've been covering Shelby County basketball.
Sarver has it now for Tri-Village. Top of the key. He throws a pass out right wing to DeLong and puts up a three off the rim. No good. They're fighting for the rebound, but Jacob Flyman comes away with it. He throws it over to Carter Flyman. Nearly lost it, but he regains control. Races down court. He tried to throw a pass to Elijah Stewart, who's off the bench, but Tri-Village gets it. And the Patriots race back down. And with it was Finkbein. He just threw a pass that went out of bounds off of a Bakken's player. The Patriots will take it in from under their own basket.
Well, if Springfield Central Catholics are scouting this, they're probably getting a little more confident about the region.
And we will again see them later tonight against Anna in Fort Laramie's Martin Luther King Day Classic. That is a 6 o'clock tip-off, 5:30 airtime coming up tonight here on Scores Broadcast and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Finkbein had it for Tri-Village. He was fouled by a Bakken's player. They call it on Stewart. That's his second foul. Boy, Chuck, when you're short Dylan Top and you have a 6'5" player like Elijah Stewart pick up two fouls, it's not good. They're post-games wearing thin there as he goes to the bench.
Yeah, your rotation went from 7 to 6. That was one of the things that's going to be a struggle for him.
Coming in off the bench is Herzog for Bakken's. He did start. 6'3" sophomore forward. Tri-Village taking it in after that foul. Patriots get it to Scantlin. Scantlin goes to Sarver on the right wing. Sarver goes over to Scantlin again. They exchange again. Sarver with it, throws left wing to Tanner Prince. Prince throws over to Finkbein. He put up a shot. It was good, but he's called for the offensive foul there, so wipe that basket away. And Bakken's keeps a 19-14 lead with 106 left in the second quarter. Reminder, once this second quarter ends, we will have a 2-minute radio station break. We're about a minute away from the end of this first half. Bakken's works it back down. It was Herzog with it. He had the ball knocked away from behind by a Tri-Village player. The Trojans will take it in from under their own basket now. Carter Plyman throws the inbounds pass to Herzog. Herzog hands it back off to Carter Plyman, left wing. There is a jump ball called as two Tri-Village players were in the vicinity trying to rip the ball away. Possession arrow favors the Patriots, so they'll get the ball here with 52.8 seconds left.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, they can yell all they want from the bench about that. And maybe he did get a little arm, but you got to be stronger than that with the basketball.
Prince works it across half court for Tri-Village. He throws it over to Sarver in the right wing. Sarver lets a three fly. It's no good. Finkbein gets the rebound for the Patriots. They work the ball back to Sarver. He throws it inside to Finkbein. Finkbein goes back outside to Scantlin. 32 seconds and counting left. Sarver with it now top of the key. He goes over right wing to Scantlin. Scantlin goes back to Sarver. Right wing. He goes inside. Turns. Puts up a jumper. No good. There is Jaden Wendell for the rebound for Bakken's. And there is a foul against Tri-Village.
Well, they do like to reach.
They do. That is Tri-Village's eighth foul, and they are now marching down along with Bakken's as Wendell heads to the free throw line for a 1-1. Bakken's has 5 fouls. Wendell hits the first of the 1-1. He'll go back for a second. Trojans were fouling at a high rate there in a good stretch, but they were able to stop it there and prevent from getting in the bonus. Wendell gets a second to fall. So the Trojans take advantage there and push the lead to 21-14. 11 seconds and counting now as Tri-Village goes for the last shot. With it is Prince. Prince goes back to Suggs. Suggs pulls up for a jumper off the glass. No good. The buzzer sounds, and that ends the first half. At the end of the first half, Bakken's leads Tri-Village 21-14. We'll be back right after this 2-minute radio station break here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why, obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Welcome back to Trent Arena. We're at halftime of this Fly Into the Hoop showdown between the Bakken's Trojans and Tri-Village Patriots. Bakken's on top 21-14. They fell behind early, but they dominated the last minute or two of the first quarter and the second quarter to be able to take this lead. You're listening to today's game on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you're listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. We head on over to Chuck now to bring us halftime stats. Here's Chuck.
I'm busy watching musical basketballs. Okay, for the half, Bakken's had a 15-10 rebounding advantage, which is kind of surprising. 6-5, Tri-Village leads on the offensive boards. Bakken's has to cut this back a little bit. Turned the ball 11 times in the first half. The Patriots only turned it four. Bakken's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Tri-Village 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Tri-Village. They have Wilson Suggs with 7. They could drop all the way down to Lane Sarver with 3, who had the only 3 points in the second quarter for Tri-Village. And 2 each from Finkbein and Scantlin. They scored 11 and 3, 14 for the first half. Bakken's led by Jacob Plyman with 10. Then they got 3 from Elijah Stewart, 3 from Jordan Herzog, 3 from Jamison Myers, 2 from Jaden Wendell from the free throw line. They scored 10 and 11, lead at 21-14 at the half.
Halftime is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And Local Equipment in Jackson Center was a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. As our fearless leader Jack Kramer likes to say, this organization could not have got off the ground without the support of Local Equipment. They have quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. I am Bryant Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. Halftime here in this Flying to the Hoop showdown. And Botkins is on top of Tri-Village 21-14. Both of these squads are ranked in the top five in the state in Division Four. We again are simulcasting on WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, and we would like to thank the radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. We're about a minute away from the resumption of this game. Tri-Village will try to come up with something here to get back going after a 3-point second quarter. Yeah. And with what they were doing in the first quarter, Chuck, it's amazing and says a lot about Bakken's defense, too.
Well, they did shore it up, and they're doing a good job on Sarver. They've got Carter Plyman on him, who matches up size-wise. He's a good defender, and they played AAU basketball together, so they know each other. They know each other's moves, and so far in the first half, anyway, Carter Plyman has done a good job on him.
And Sarver averaging 20 points per game, sitting at just 3 here after the first half. One three-pointer in the second quarter, and that was the only points that Tri-Village got that entire quarter.
That was it.
The squads come out, and we're about ready to get underway here at Trent Arena. A great place for high school sports, high school basketball. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah, Carter Plyman. You can only see.
Carter Plyman with it for Bakken's. They get the ball to start this second quarter. He's at the top of the key. Plyman throws it to his brother Jacob. Jacob with it. He throws the pass to Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key throws it over to Jamison Meyer. Meyer with it now on the left wing. Throws it to Carter Plyman. He rockets a pass inside to Jacob Plyman, who throws it back out. And now with it on the right wing is Herzog. Herzog throws a pass over to Wendell. Wendell goes to Carter Plyman, who goes inside, tries to throw a pass to Jacob. He's able to save it after it nearly goes out of bounds. Jacob throws it to Herzog, who puts up a shot in and out of the rim. There's Sarver for the rebound, and Tri-Village goes back to work. Sarver fires a pass inside to Finkbein, and Justin Finkbein gets that shot to fall. That cuts the Bakken's lead to 21-16 with 6:55 and counting left in the third quarter. Wendell dribbling with it for Bakken's. He throws it to Meyer. Meyer, top of the key, pulls up for three. Nothing but net. 24-16, that pushes the Bakken's lead now.
Well, he's a great shooter anyway, and boy, his confidence after that Jackson Center game is so high.
And he continues to hit him at a good clip, too, shooting, I believe, 44% from the year. There on the other end is Sarver. He puts up a three in and out. Herzog gets the rebound for Bakken's. He throws it to Wendell, and Wendell is now walking it up the court. Wendell dribbles right side, throws it to Meyer. Meyer, long three from the right side. He gets it. It rolls in. Two straight threes for Bakken's. 27-16, that pushes the lead. And Tri-Village threw it out of bounds in front of Bakken's bench there, so the Trojans are now going to get it.
With no pressure. There was yep. No press. He just threw it to him, and he threw it behind him. Boy, Meyer not only was that deep, but he actually got fouled after he released the basketball. That could have been called.
Wendell with it after the Trojans work it in. There's a turnover with the steal, and one-handed dunk is Justin Finkbein. 27-18, that cuts the lead. Nice driving dunk there, but the Trojans still on top by 9 after 2 consecutive Meyer three-pointers. He fires another one up from the right side. This one is off the rim, no good. Suggs gets the long rebound for Tri-Village and works it across half court. He throws it to Scantlin. Scantlin goes to Sarver, left side. Sarver drives inside, throws the pass back out. Mid-range shot by Scantlin falls. 7-point game now. Tri-Village cuts the gap to 27-20 with 5:09 and counting left in this third quarter.
Scantlin got away with the travel that time.
Here's a bounce pass inside to Carter Plyman for the Trojans. He throws it back out to Stewart. Stewart works it, and there is a foul call. The Trojans have just got it inside to Plyman. It's a foul on Tri-Village. That's their first foul of the third quarter, and Bakken's will take it in from under its own basket. Carter Plyman throws it in to Meyer, left wing. Meyer goes back to Plyman, left corner. He dribbles inside, throws a pass to Stewart. Stewart gets a shot to fall off the glass as he was fouled. I believe that foul went against DeLong for... No, they call it on Scantlin, Josh Scantlin, for Tri-Village. That's two fouls here in about 30 seconds or so for the Patriots. That basket push the lead back up to 9, 29-20. Of course, Stewart is at the free throw line with the opportunity to push this to a three-point play. Free throw is up. Off the rim, no good. Scantlin gets the rebound. The Patriots race up the court. Suggs has it right wing. He throws it over to Scantlin. Scantlin goes back to Suggs. Suggs, right wing, dribbling while being guarded by Meyer. Dribbles around, throws the pass over to DeLong on the left wing. DeLong goes back to Scantlin. Scantlin throws the pass to Sarver, dribbling inside, pulling up for a jumper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound was by Scantlin. He was fouled going up for a shot. So he will head to the free throw line. That was Bakken's first foul of this second half.
Well, they're spending so much time worried about helping, they're not boxing out on the backside.
Scantlin gets his first free throw attempt to fall. Second one is coming up. Clock stopped with 4:21 left in the third. 29-21 lead for Bakken's pending this second free throw attempt.
Well, that shot, my theory of the ball has to be higher than the rim to go in.
He gets the second one to fall. 29-22 now. Bakken's takes it in. Jacob Lyman slowly working it down the court. Tri-Village pressing here, but the Trojans break it. Carter Plyman goes inside, tried to throw a pass, I believe, but he threw it right to Jason Hale of the Patriots. And the Patriots go back to work. They get it down on their end. Scantlin has it, throws it back to Hale. Hale right side, throws a pass to DeLong, and there was a whistle while DeLong had it. That is a foul against Wendell.
Team second.
Went for the start. The steal got arm instead of basketball.
So Tri-Village will take it in from in front of its own bench. The Patriots in all white. They're the home team. They're going from left to right in the second half on your computer or radio. The Trojans in all gray. They're going from right to left. We are here way atop on the track at Trent Arena behind Tri-Village's bench.
Just outside the outside wall.
We could almost be in a press box instead of high up.
So they didn't have to climb a ladder. That's the only good
yes.
part about it.
Yep. We have a stoppage in play here. It looks like Josh Scantlin must have some blood or something on his jersey.
Well, if you have blood, you're supposed to sit down. You're supposed to put a sub in. That is right in the rule book.
He has his back to us, so we can't see exactly what he has, but there's a trainer working on him. And we're just...
You got a sub. You can't spend 20 minutes. That's a... Either that or you got to call timeout.
There appears to be a sub coming in. Again, it's Scantlin who's being worked on. Seth Cook looked like he just checked in. Now the officials are talking. Clock was stopped with 3:56 left in the third. A 29-22 lead for Vodkins over Tri-Village.
Well, if Scantlin stays in the game, Tri-Village has to use a timeout.
We'll see what happens, but in the meantime, we'll tell you about Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance can customize you a auto, home, life, or business insurance program. They represent firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio, Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, that's for sure, on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Well, they get it sorted out there, Chuck.
Well, he changed jerseys. He's now, Scantlin's now going to be number 11.
So we'll have to watch that. He did go out as they did that. And the Patriots work it back in, fire up a three. It is no good. Carter Plyman grabs the rebound for Bakken's, and they work it back across half court. 3:40 and counting now as we get play back underway. 29-22 lead. There's a travel call by Bakken's, who is on top.
That's Herzog. Just took off two steps before he put the ball on the floor.
And that will result in Tri-Village getting the ball. An official is now walking over to talk to Phil Groves.
I think he's explaining the jersey change.
Yep, Scantlin comes back in. He was wearing number 5, now wearing number 11.
Now he's wearing twice as good.
And the player he subbed out with, who's now wearing number 5, is getting cleaned up. Tri-Village goes back to work. Here is a pull-up jumper by Sarver. Rims out. Jacob Plyman rips away the rebound. Now that was Braden Keating who swapped jerseys there with Scantland. He was their quarterback this year after an injury and did a pretty good job for the Patriots. On the football field, Bakkens has it now, working it. Jamison Meyer near half court with it. 3:02 and counting left. 7-point lead for Bakkens.
They're running their offense from like 35 feet out. There's no way they're going to get anything accomplished.
Now, Plyman near half court, drives inside, puts up a shot. It is blocked by Sarver. The Patriots work the ball back up the court to Finkbein, who had broken away, and he gets a layup that cuts the gap to 29-24. Bakkens on top, 2:37 and counting left in the third quarter. Carter Plyman with it. He drives inside, throws it back out in the left corner to Herzog. Herzog hands it off to Meyer, right wing. Meyer wanted to go for a three. He jumped back down, and they called him for a travel when he came back down after starting that shot.
I think this is what they call a momentum change.
It looks to be. And if Tri-Village gets a basket here, I think there's no doubt about it. DeLong with it. He throws it over to Scantland. Scantland throws it back to DeLong. There's a pass to Sarver. He throws it, and it is lost. Scantland nearly saved it, but he tried throwing it back as he was going out of bounds, and it went to Bakkens, and the Trojans now going to work on their end. Plyman had it left wing, and Coach Phil Groves comes over and calls a timeout that stops play with a minute 46 left in the third quarter. The Trojans on top of Tri-Village 29-24 here in Flying to the Hoop. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Bakkens takes it back in after that timeout. Herzog has it at the top of the key. He dribbles around to the right wing, throws it back out to Plyman. Plyman dribbling, throws a cross-court pass out of bounds over Phil Groves' head. So Tri-Village will take it in from there. Not sure what happened there. I think he was expecting someone to be there, maybe, Chuck, who wasn't.
Yeah, well, I think he cut, and he didn't know he cut.
So the Patriots go back to work. Sarver has it. He throws the pass over to Finkbein. Finkbein goes back to Sarver. Sarver dribbles in from the right side. Now goes back out. Throws a pass inside to Finkbein. Finkbein throws a pass over in the left corner to Hale. Hale goes back out to Scantland. Scantland goes back to Sarver. Sarver with it, dribbles inside, lost the ball. It bounces right to Jamison Meyer with just under a minute to play in the third quarter. And the Trojans leading 29-24. Meyer gets it across half court. Dribbling, goes inside. Tries to throw a bounce pass to Plyman, but it's taken away by the Patriots, who race up the court. Here is Finkbein. He gets a shot to fall off the glass with 40 seconds left. 29-26. Tri-Village has got back in this, cutting the gap down to three. Long three by Plyman. No good. The Patriots throw it back up court to Scantland. Nobody there, Chuck. He slams down a two-handed dunk. cuts the gap to 29-28 with 18 seconds left. Carter Plyman was trying to work it past half court. He was fouled. He's on the ground. Helped up by teammates. The foul goes against Jason Hale. That is Tri-Village's fifth foul of this second half. Watkins has two. 17.5 seconds left. The Trojans clinging to a one-point lead. That was a tremendous play there after that missed three by Plyman, where Tri-Village grabbed the rebound and threw it back down to Scantland.
Yeah, they just beat him down the floor. Probably a too quick shot by Plyman at the other end.
Have all their points in this quarter come from Scantland and Sarver?
Scantland and Finkbein.
Finkbein, yes.
Yeah. Sarver still only has three.
Which is incredible. He's their leading scorer, averaging 20 a game. Watkins gets it. We're counting down here, 11 seconds. Meyer, bounce pass to Jacob Plyman. Plyman throws it inside to Stewart. Stewart gets a shot off the glass as he was fighting against a Tri-Village player who nearly blocked it, but the shot counts, pushes the lead to 31-28. Tri-Village races back down to its end of the court, and there is a foul called. The foul goes against Wendell.
His fourth. What a silly foul to get your fourth foul with 0.8 seconds to go in the third quarter.
He goes to the bench and won't be here for this last eight attempts as Tri-Village will try to tip it in here. Here it comes. They get it in, and they're heaving a shot from the left side. Was Scuggs, and it was no good. The end of the third quarter here at Trent Arena in Kettering. Watkins leads Tri-Village 31-28. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
You are listening to today's game on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports, and you're listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. 31-28 lead for Watkins over Tri-Village starting this fourth quarter. The Patriots got the ball to start, and Watkins quickly picks up a foul there. Tri-Village will now take it in from under its own basket.
Jack Dietz is now seeing action that because Wendell's got his fourth foul, so they've had to move to their number eight person, their number seven person down the bench.
First inbounds pass was knocked back out. Tri-Village will now try to take it in again. It is Jason Hale throwing it in. He gets it into Sarver. Sarver just inside the right corner, dribbles back out along the right wing, and he throws it to the top of the key to Scantland. Scantland goes back to Suggs. Suggs goes back to Sarver. Three, top of the key. Gets it, nothing but net. Tie game, 31-31. 7:30 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Tri-Village making a terrific comeback after Watkins had pushed it to a double-digit lead there early in the third quarter. And the Trojans now trying to find life back on their end. Plyman out in the right wing. Dribbles across the court. Throws a pass over to Dietz on the left wing. They work it inside to Stewart, who gets a shot to fall off the glass. The Trojans back on top, 33-31. Just under seven to play now. Sarver had it and was driving inside for Tri-Village. as the Patriots quickly worked it back down on their end. And there is a whistle and a foul. Elijah Stewart picks up his foul. That's his third, Chuck. Some key players racking up the fouls for the Trojans.
Well, another botched call. I won't mention his name anymore.
But Sarver is going to the free throw line for two shots. Chance to tie it again. First free throw up. Rolls in and out. He'll get a second chance. Clock stopped with 6:53 left in the fourth quarter. 33-31 lead for Bakkens, pending this second free throw by Sarver. Again, averaging 20 points per game, only has three to his credit. Make it four after he gets that second free throw to fall.
He's got seven now.
Right. Yep, the opening shot of the quarter. 33-32 lead now after that free throw. Bakkens with it. It was knocked loose by Tri-Village, but it was last off of Suggs who knocked it out. So,
man, too much dribbling, too much out running, trying to run everything from 30, 35 feet out. They got to get penetration.
Carter Plyman gets it across half court now after the Trojans take it back in. He dribbles right side. Throws the pass just inside the right wing to Jacob Plyman. And Jacob goes back out to his brother Carter. Carter throws it over to Stewart. Stewart works it back out to Carter, who pulls up for a jumper. Off the rim, no good. They're fighting for the rebound. Grabbing that rebound is Stewart. The Trojans work it back around to Carter Plyman, left wing. He throws it over on the right to Stewart. Stewart takes it inside, then passes back out to Herzog. And the Trojans work it around the arc with just under 6 minutes left. Jacob Plyman has it along the left baseline. Dribbles inside, throws it back right corner to Herzog, who puts up a three. No good. Carter Plyman, putback attempt. No good. Ball knocked away, but Plyman gets the long rebound. Carter Plyman dribbles inside, puts a shot off the glass. It falls. That pushes Bakken's lead to 35-32 with 5:40 left in the fourth quarter. Myers Tavern, they are a favorite of the home crowd in Bakken's and those who visit us from towns all around. Myers Tavern at 303 North Main in Bakken's is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu, and you can bet you'll find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast begins at 6 a.m. The omelets are popular starters. Terrific strip loin steak dinners are only $14.50. Myers Tavern is proud to be a local casual hangout, and they welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers at 303 North Main in Bakkens. We bet you won't find better. 35-32 lead for Bakkens over Tri-Village with 5:40 left in the fourth quarter coming out of this timeout. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee, and you're listening on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Tri-Village takes it in from underneath the Bakkens basket. The Patriots, they'll go to work and try to have an answer for that last basket by the Trojans. Sarver with it, nearly lost it, but he's able to regain it.
Why wasn't that double dribble?
It's a good question. The Trojans keep it, and Scantlin now has it, right wing. He throws it over to DeLong. DeLong goes to Sarver. Sarver on the left wing. Again, being guarded by Carter Plyman. He goes inside, was going to put up a shot, but Plyman knocked it out of bounds. Like you said earlier, Chuck, a tremendous defensive performance by Carter Plyman on Sarver here tonight.
Yeah, he's doing a great job, but I'll tell you what, defense on both ends of the floor is outstanding.
The Patriots work it in. Jason Hale has it.
Travel.
And Chuck nailed it. That was Jason Hale who traveled. And now Bakkens will take it in front of the Tri-Village bench.
Well, they gave him liberty. They gave him a turnover. Well, that's Nathan Hale. Never mind.
Bakkens gets it in. Jacob Plyman works across half court. Goes inside, puts up a shot. It's good. He made that look incredibly easy. And that pushes Bakken's lead back to 5 at 37-32. 4:50 and counting left in the fourth quarter. The Trojans on a nice run here. Sarver, right wing, has it for the Patriots. They work the ball around. DeLong has it. He throws the pass back to Scantlin. Scantlin goes back to Hale. Hale goes over to Sarver. Sarver dribbles back out. Steps up, right wing. Pulls up for a three. Rims in and out, no good. Jacob Plyman with the rebound. Meyer gets the pass from Plyman and goes past half court. He's going straight inside, backs off, throws it to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman goes over to Stewart. Excuse me, that's Herzog with it. He goes inside, tries to put up a shot. No good, but he was fouled as he shot. So Herzog will go to the free throw line with 4:05 left in the fourth quarter.
Herzog and Stewart have done a nice job of picking up the slack with Top being out.
And with Top gone for the rest of the season, Bakkens will continue to need that through the rest of this campaign. First free throw by Herzog is nothing but net. Second one coming up. That shot pushed the lead to 38-32. Some substitutions come in. And Herzog steps back to the free throw line. The shot's up. Bounces off the rim and falls back in. Hit off the back. But had the great angle that it went straight off the back, right up and through.
Well, luckily there's no style points for free throws.
39-32 lead. That pushes Bakkens to over Tri-Village. But answering quick is Dalton DeLong with a three on the right wing for Tri-Village. That cuts the gap to 39-35 with 3:52 left in the fourth quarter. Josh Sagister called a timeout for the Patriots, and we'll pause for a break as well on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We're here for a big Flying to the Hoop matchup between Bakkens and Tri-Village. The Trojans on top 39-35 with 3:50 and counting left in the fourth quarter after that Tri-Village timeout. Jacob Plyman with it. They get it across half court. The Trojans go to work.
Well, this is what you expect out of number one and number five in the state.
It absolutely is. Really tight game. Jamison Meyer with it now. He backs out near half court. Throws a pass to Carter Plyman on the left wing. Plyman dribbles with it. Goes around the arc. Right side now. Throws a pass to his brother Jacob Plyman. Jacob tries to throw a pass. It is blocked and then grabbed by Josh Scantland of Tri-Village. And there was a Bakkens foul right after that.
I'll give you another coaching point. You can't stand, look, and try to throw the ball from there. You got to move the ball to move the defender's hands. Then you can get the entry pass.
And Scantland was right over that, Chuck, and just grabbed that ball right out as soon as that pass went. And the Patriots take it in. They'll try to cut into this lead some more. 3:15 and counting now left in the fourth quarter. Scantland with it just inside the top of the key. He throws it over to Sarver. They exchange again. Scantland now goes to Suggs. Suggs goes back to Sarver, top of the key. He throws a pass inside. Finkbein had to fly up to reach it, but he's able to and throws it back out. And the Patriots now working the ball around the arc again. Suggs from the right wing throws it over to DeLong. DeLong goes to Sarver on the left wing. Sarver goes back to Scantland. Scantland goes to Suggs. Suggs dribbles around the arc, left side now, hands it off to Sarver. 2:36 and counting. Sarver with it, throws a pass to DeLong. DeLong backs out near half court. DeLong goes over to Sarver. Ball is knocked loose. I think it was Jacob Plyman who knocked it out of Sarver's hands. Out of bounds, though, and Tri-Village will take it in.
Excellent defense on both ends of the floor. I'll tell you, the baskets are hard to come by.
Patriots trying to take it in. They get it into Scantlin, right wing. He's looking and throws a pass to DeLong. DeLong backs out near half court. Coach Sagister yelling instructions. They go back to work. Here's a three from the right wing by DeLong. He gets it, nothing but net. 1 point game again at 39-38 with 2:12 left in the fourth quarter. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all and does it very well too. A full line of prescriptions and over the counters plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Bakken's. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccinations from 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. A take-home test for coronavirus is available for $32. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed from 1 to 2, and open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. 39-38 lead for Bakken's over Tri-Village with 2:12 left in the fourth quarter. The Trojans fell behind big time in the first quarter, but they were able to battle back and close the gap down to 11-10. Then they dominated the second quarter, took a 21-14 lead at halftime after holding Tri-Village to one three-pointer in the second quarter. But Tri-Village has got back in this. And now they have cut it down to one again. Nice second half performance here after a bad second quarter for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're a good basketball team, obviously. And Botkin's number one. There's a reason. Defending state champions.
Carter Plyman gets it across half court for the Trojans. Just over 2 minutes to play. Now with it is Wendell. Wendell hands it off to Meyer. Meyer, top of the key, throws it over on the left wing to Jacob Plyman. He goes inside, and there is a foul as he was going up for a shot. They saying it's before the shot?
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, called it on the floor, and that was a good call.
So Bakken's will take it in from under its own basket. Up by one, a minute 51 left in the fourth now. Carter Plyman throws it in to Stewart. Stewart goes over to Wendell. Wendell goes back to Carter Plyman, who's now on the right wing. Plyman dribbling, goes around, throws it to Meyer. Meyer, top of the key, goes inside, back to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman goes up, puts up a shot from the free throw line, blocked. He gets his own rebound and throws a pass down inside to Stewart, and Stewart gets the shot to fall off the glass.
What a pass. It was a really sketchy offensive set, and they got a basket out of it.
And he was able to do that right after getting the shot block, too. Tremendous pass. Tri-Village working back on its end now. Trailing 41-38, a minute 13 left. Sarver, top of the key, throws it over on the left wing to Finkbein. Finkbein goes back to DeLong. He puts up a three, nothing but net. Tie game, 41-41. With a minute 3 left in this fourth quarter.
He hadn't made a basket until the last 3 shots he's taken. He's hit 3 straight threes. He had not scored in the game.
Tremendous. As you said, Chuck, this game is definitely living up to its billing here. We'll see what the finish brings. But first, drywall is done the right way, the Riemann way. Yes, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives you, your home, or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. They offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You will benefit from a 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is a call away. 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Again, tie game after that last three-pointer. Bakken's will take it in from under its own basket after that 30-second timeout that was called by Tri-Village coach Josh Sagister.
Sunday and I'm doing work.
Couldn't ask for better work than this one, though. As far as the basketball game, yeah. You can watch much better than this. Second one in a row after a great New Bremen-Rushi game last night that New Bremen won in overtime. The Trojans get it back down to their end of the court. Wendell with it, 48 seconds and counting left. Carter Plyman has it now, top of the key. Dribbles inside, Throws a bounce pass back out to Wendell, nearly taken away, but Wendell's able to keep it.
Well, trying to hold the ball for the last shot, as shaky as they've been with the ball, is scary for Botkins.
Wendell still dribbling with it, throws it to Jamison Meyer. 31 seconds and counting left. Meyer with it. They throw it back out to Wendell. And Chuck, it does look like this may be the only one more shot of the game.
Well, they're going to run it down, I would think, and call a timeout.
With it now is Carter Plyman, and you are exactly right. With 11.6 seconds left, Coach Phil Groves calls a timeout. So the Trojans will have a full timeout.
Trey Village has a foul to give, so they can actually foul, not send them to the free throw line, and make them take two possessions to try to get a shot off.
I'm betting that is exactly what Coach Sagister is telling those Patriots right now. Again, 11.6 seconds left, 41-41 tie.
I shouldn't have said it so loud. Now he probably heard me.
Yes, although that could be hard considering we are all 20 rows back behind the bench up here.
Yeah, but I hear me really loud in my ear when I talk. So.
Stephen Ted's in Anna is your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. At Stephen Ted's, they service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Stephen Ted's in 2002 and quickly built a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. And we'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options available at Stephen Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Stephen Ted's is your local Linux dealer and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. We're getting ready to come in with 11.6 seconds left in a tie game. And as Chuck predicted, there is a quick foul by Tri-Village.
Too quick. Because they only let a half a second go off the clock.
That stops with 10.2.
Now six fouls.
Yep, and six fouls for both squads now. Here comes the inbounds pass, and we're back underway. Carter Plyman has it. He throws it over to Wendell. Wendell goes to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman inside to Jacob Plyman. He puts up a shot.
Dribble.
Double dribble. 1.7 seconds left.
Wow, you talk about a loss of concentration that time.
So Tri-Village with 1.7 seconds left will have the opportunity to heave it down and get a game winner. And just as you could about predict, we are getting a timeout. We'll stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, a 41-41 tie between Botkins and Tri-Village. The Trojans have led almost all of the game. Tri-Village led in the first quarter after a big first quarter, but it's basically been all Botkins since then. Reminder, at the conclusion of the game, there will be a two-minute radio station break. But this very well could go to overtime. Again, we're tied 41-41 here. So Tri-Village will have to hit a shot in this last 1.7 seconds to grab the victory.
This is cutting into my Brookings chicken time.
And yeah, that sounds great, Chuck. I'm about ready to eat my arm, too. May have to join you on the way back up. And again, we'll have two more games tonight from the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. That's starting this afternoon. We'll have the last two, Anna and Catholic Central, in addition to Fort Laramie and Tiffin Columbia. But right now, here we go with the last 1.7 seconds. The Patriots work the ball quickly up the court to DeLong. He launches a three. It's an air ball. Not close. So we will be going to overtime. 41-41 tie between Tri-Village and Botkins after a tremendous regulation. And of course, we're going to overtime for the second consecutive game after New Bremen beat Rushi in overtime last night in the game we carried here on Scores. We'll be back right after this to get the overtime period underway on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Jackson Center Pearl Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yinks to see him at his new Greenville location. Phone 330-524-3984. At your local Pearl Hardware stores, get big savings on DeWalt Power Tools. Plus, save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pearl Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you a beautiful white shaker cabinet in just 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pearl Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. A new location at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pearl Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Watkins wins the tip in overtime, and Chuck quickly loses the ball.
19 turnovers for the game now.
So Tri-Village with it. 3:43 and counting left in overtime. There's a three. Top of the key by Dalton DeLong. That puts Tri-Village ahead 44-41. First time they have led in a while. And Watkins back on its end trying to answer. Meyer long three. Top of the key. Nothing but net. He was knocked down as he shot. You think that could have been a foul, Chuck?
Second time he shot it and got bumped. So I hate it when officials don't protect the shooter. The ball released and they turn to watch the shot.
That ties it again, 44-44, 3:07 and counting now left in overtime. Driving inside is DeLong. He nearly lost it, regains it. Could have been called for a travel. And the Patriots work it inside to Suggs. He puts up a shot. No good. There's a scrum for the rebound. And we have a foul on Tri-Village. That was on Scantland. And the Trojans now walking back down to their end of the court because that was the seventh foul for Tri-Village. And Jacob Lyman will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Clock stopped with exactly 3 minutes left in overtime. Plymans gets his first shot, so he'll go back for a second. And the Trojans on top again.
Well, we said it last night, and we'll talk about it again. This is not for any league championship, but this is for seeding in the sectional tournament.
Absolutely. This will be a nice win to have on the resume for whoever.
I think both of them
victorious.
Are close to the number one seed, number two seed, possibly Tri-Village with Springfield Catholic over there.
Plyman got his second free throw to make it a two-point game, and Lane Sarver just answered with a jumper. 46-46 tie now, 2:40 and counting left in overtime here at this wonderful Flying the Hoop Sunday opener. Jacob Plyman drives inside, back on Bakken's end. He throws it back out to Stewart. Stewart throws it over to Wendell. Wendell with it. Dribbling now, throws it to Plyman. Plyman, left wing. Goes inside. Carter Plyman this is, and he gets a shot off the glass. Beautiful take there by Carter Plyman, and Bakkens is on top again, 48-46.
Great use of the left hand there.
2:07 and counting now, left in overtime. Sarver with it. Left wing, he was dribbling, and he got fouled. And he will go to the free throw line, as that was Bakkens' seventh foul. So Sarver has the opportunity to tie it here. Picking up that foul was Carter Plyman. It's only his second. He doesn't have to watch as closely as some of the other Trojans do. Sarver gets the first of a 1-1. He'll go back for a second. Right now, Jaden Wendell has four fouls, and Elijah Stewart has three. Second free throw by Sarver is good. 48-48 tie. 2:04 left in overtime. Car- Jacob Plyman takes it back down to Bakken's end. The Trojans work it around. Meyer has it. Right wing. Pivoting. And is able to pass it to Wendell. Close to a travel there, wasn't it?
It was going to be a travel. He did a great job of recognizing the pass wasn't there, and he kept his pivot foot down.
Jacob Plyman now has it. Right corner. He throws it back out to Wendell. Wendell goes to Meyer. Meyer dribbling, stepping back out, going in. Pulls up for a three. Left wing. Air ball. Carter Plyman tried to save it. Could not. It's out of bounds. Yep. And Tri-Village gets the ball. Tie game again. 1:23 left in this overtime. 48-48 tie.
That was a good look for Meyer. I'll let him shoot that all day long. He just didn't get his feet underneath him.
And the Patriots work it back down to their end. DeLong crosses half court, and he's dribbling with it there. Botkins now coming up to guard him.
They're going to go four corner, and they're going to try to slow it and try to get a basket out of this at the end.
Suggs has it now. Yeah, they're just passing it around. He throws it back to DeLong near half court. DeLong goes over to the other side, left side near half court, and they continue to pass it around as the clock ticks. 52 seconds and counting left. 48-48 tie between Botkins and Tri-Village here in overtime. With it now is Suggs. Close to our side, the benches, right by the scores table. The Patriots work it back out. And they continue to work it around. Now with it is DeLong.
Ooh,
nearly
my.
An over and back there, but Suggs was able to prevent that from happening. Good balance there. 23 seconds and counting left. It's Tri-Village is quickly working this clock down. DeLong has it near half court, right in the middle of the court. 15 seconds and counting. DeLong with it. And they go to work. Pass to Sarver, left wing. He goes inside, puts up a shot. He's called for a charge.
Man, I'll tell you what, that was Elijah Stewart. What a great defensive play.
With that foul on Sarver, the Trojans get it with 7 seconds left.
Boy, all that working it down, that just wasn't a very good attempt for as long as they held on to the basketball.
Botkins was getting ready to take it in, but we have a timeout called by Botkins coach Phil Groves, and we'll pause for a break. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here we go, 7 seconds left. Botkins works it in. Carter Plyman races across half court, looking, pulls up for a shot. It bounces around. No good. The buzzer sounds. One overtime was not enough. Why not two? We will go to overtime number two. It is a tie game between Botkins and Tri-Village, 48-48. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Welcome back to Trent Arena. I'm Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The radio on your phone for high school sports. And you are listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. One overtime was not enough. We're headed to overtime number two. Tie game 48-48 between Bakkens and Tri-Village. The Trojans, again, were ranked number one in the most recent AP poll in Division Four. Tri-Village tied for number five. And, Chuck, this is definitely panning out to being a big-time showdown between two of the state's top D4 teams.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if there's an advantage to winning or losing in this game because there's a real good chance they're going to see each other in the tournament later on. So, you know, I don't know if you gain something by this. I know Bakkens is getting some real good minutes out of Herzog and Stewart that they take over for Dylan Topp, who got hurt on Friday night.
And the Trojans get the tip, and they go to work to start this second overtime period. Carter Plyman has it on the left wing. He throws it inside to his brother Jacob. Jacob just inside the arc on the right side, and he is called for a travel, as Chuck identified right off the bat. Could tell you got a little coaching experience when you know it before the officials even blow the whistle.
Yeah. He was just inside the arc, and I think it made him think, should he take the shot or not? Travel.
And there is a travel on the other end by Tri-Village just as they were getting open. Sarver had it there.
We're right back at you.
So Bakkens will get it again. 3:19 left in the second overtime period. 48-48 tie.
My goodness.
Carter Plyman drives inside, puts up a shot. It's no good. There's Lane Sarver for the rebound. He races back down the court. And there is a tremendous shot. He threw it to Suggs. And Suggs, what a move, Chuck. That was beautiful.
Oh, boy. That was athletic.
Went around in a wheeling motion and got it off the glass to give Tri-Village a 50-48 lead. 2:45 and counting now left in overtime number two. Wendell has it, top of the key, throws it inside to Jacob Plyman. He's trying to turn and shoot, can't, but he's able to find Elijah Stewart, who goes up, puts up a shot off the glass. It falls, tied again, 50-50, 4 minutes and counting left in this second overtime period. Sarver, other end, pull-up jumper, no good. Jamison Meyer gets the rebound. I don't know about that one,
Chuck. Not even close.
And certainly had plenty of time there.
Well, that's a kid who averages 20 who's sitting there on like 9 points.
50-50 tie. Bakkens back to work on its end. Stewart has it. He's in trouble trying to find somebody to pass to. He can't.
I'm not going to say it.
So that results in Tri-Village getting the ball again with a minute 58 left. They'll take it in from under Bakkens' basket.
I am going to say it. You're right in front of your own bench. Who on the bench is not calling a timeout there instead of a turnover?
Tri-Village takes it across half court, and they go to work. 1:48 and counting now in the second overtime. This second overtime going fast. There is a pull-up jumper by Suggs. It's no good. Jacob Plyman grabs the rebound. The Trojans will go back to their end. Jacob Plyman takes it across half court. Dribbling slowly and walking. He's being guarded by Scantlin. Jacob Plyman throws a pass over to Meyer. Meyer way outside the right wing. He backs off. A minute 18 and counting left now. There was a pass to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman inside to Stewart. Stewart spinning. Puts up a shot. In and out. They're fighting for the rebound. Tri-Village comes away with it. It is Wilson Suggs getting the long rebound with just over a minute left. And the Patriots work it back across half court. Scantlin has it. He dribbles along in front of Tri-Village's bench, hands it off to Sarver. Sarver now has it back near the center of the court, near half court. 41 seconds and counting left. And we have a timeout called by Josh Sagister. We'll stay right here again. You're listening to today's game on sportsbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports, and you're listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Great back and forth game here, Chuck. And like you said, these two teams very well could meet in the regionals. Botkins will be in the Piqua sectional. Tri-Village plays in the Troy Division 4 sectional. They're both going to be fighting for number one seeds. Tri-Village does have Springfield Catholic Central to contend with there. They again are tied at number 5 in the state poll. Catholic Central undefeated, and we'll have them tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com and 105.5 TAM FM against Anna and Fort Laramie's Martin Luther King Day inaugural tournament, first year that they're having this invitational tournament. 5:30 airtime for that one. 6 o'clock tip-off. The Patriots get it after the timeout. They go back to work.
Don't let him out of there. You got him trapped.
DeLong with it. And as Chuck said, almost trapped. There's another timeout by Coach Sagister of Tri-Village. Clock stops with 21.2 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And we'll stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, I'm sure somebody's going to win this game eventually.
At some point, somebody's going to end up with more points than the other one when the buzzer goes off. You know, I mean, Tri-Village is going to try to run this thing down. They got to hope they get a better shot than they did the last time they tried it. They got a charge on a just a very poor mental play. But they can run this thing down 21 seconds. Botkins can't foul. If they foul, it's still 1-1, but they're going to send him to the free throw line. So, you know, it comes down to Botkins having to overplay, try to get themselves a steal, and maybe end the game that way.
And again, 8 fouls for Tri-Village and 7 for Botkins. So sending your opponent to the free throw line is a definite possibility there if you foul.
Well, hopefully on the bench they've got a list of every shooter of their Tri-Village and what their shooting percentage is for the season from the free throw line.
Tri-Village takes it out now. 20 seconds and counting left in this overtime period. 50-50 tie. DeLong gets it. He crosses half court with 13 seconds left. He's pivoting. Throws it back over to Scantlin. Scantlin goes to Suggs. Suggs bounce pass. Sarver dribbles inside. Blocked. Puts up a shot. Partially blocked. Way off. We have a whistle blown on the rebound. Foul. Wow. And it goes against Tri-Village. I believe they call that on Suggs. No, what? They call that on Dalton DeLong there. Both were in the vicinity going for the rebound with Plyman. 2 seconds left. The clock stops. The squads walk back down to Botkins' end of the floor. And Jacob Plyman here has the opportunity to give the Trojans a lead with 2 seconds left in overtime number 2, this is.
Yeah, Carter Plyman got the block on that jumper that time. What a nice defensive play.
And we have another timeout taken. 50-50 tie between Tri-Village and Botkins. 2 seconds left in the second overtime. We'll be right back. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I'm Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. 50-50 tie between Tri-Village and Botkins here in the second overtime. But Jacob Plyman is at the line now. 1-1 has the opportunity to break this tie.
3-for-3 from the line. Jacob can end it or we could go to overtime number 3.
Plyman, free throw up. It rolls in. He'll go back for a second. That puts Botkins ahead, 51-50.
Yeah, you take everybody off the free throw. Okay, they did.
They have. Here's the second free throw. No good. Rebound for DeLong. He fires a long shot at the end of the second overtime. It's way off, and Bakken's beats Tri-Village 51-50 in two overtimes. What a great classic here in this Sunday opener in Flying to the Hoop.
Well, and what a smart play. Made the first one that gave him the one-point lead with 2 seconds. Missed the second one on purpose because that did not allow them to set something up on the baseline. They had to take it and go scatter court. Smart play. I don't know, either by the bench or by Jacob Plyman.
And he did it perfectly right off the front of the rim, too, Chuck. We saw a shot last night by Rushi that didn't go like they'd hoped. It hit the back of the rim and then bounced right back into the basket as they were trying to miss one late in that overtime contest. Two straight overtime contests in a row here on scoresbroadcast.com. This one ends a 51-50 victory for Botkins over Tri-Village. We will have a two-minute radio station break coming up, a two-minute radio station break. But we do thank all of our sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Parker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie to Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Mr. SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros and protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. We thank those anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. 51-50 victory for Bakken's over Tri-Village in double overtime. We're going to pause for a two-minute radio station break, and we'll be back to wrap this one up. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
We thank the new sponsors here on ScoreWarsBroadcast.com for the last several months. The Family Resource Center, based in Findlay with an office in Sydney. FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna receive online care at VictorsHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone at 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. MS Cell Phone Shop in Harshman Plaza on Harshman Road, south of Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. And we thank our additional underwriting sponsors, Brookins in Fort Laramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Reese Myring and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Regal Trophy and Awards on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. Pinnacle keeps you moving forward. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 537 East Main in Rushi. And we thank these additional sponsors, Jackson Center Pro Hardware and Jackson Center in Greenville, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, Myers Tavern in Bodkins, Riemann Drywall in Anna, and Stephen Ted's in Anna, an HVAC plumbing and electrical expert. 51-50 victory for Bodkins over Tri-Village in the opening game here in the Sunday edition of the 2022 Flying to the Hoop. A great showdown between two state-ranked teams in Division IV. It definitely lived up to its billing. And here is Chuck for stats and your Clancy's star of the game.
Well, yeah, it was a terrific game. And I'll tell you, Elijah Stewart came in, got the spin, and came off the bench, didn't even get the start, was the sixth man, scored 13 points, just had a terrific basketball game. Bodkins out-rebounded him 27-17, which is kind of surprising for the size that Tri-Village has. The Trojans turned it over 22 times, way too many. Tri-Village turned it over 9. 6 of 7 from the free throw line for the Patriots, 9 of 11 for the Trojans. The individual scoring for Tri-Village, they were led by Dalton DeLong, who didn't score until the fourth quarter and hit 3 threes in the fourth quarter and 1 in the first overtime for 12. They got 11 from Lane Sarver, half his average, and then Justin Finkbein, and I'm glad I didn't find Finkenbein, but Finkbein scored 10. He's going to be my Clancy's player of the game. He had a really good third quarter when it got them back in the game. Then they never gave him the ball again in the fourth quarter and overtime, so Botkin says thank you very much. On the other end of the floor, Jacob Plyman led the Trojans with 15, 13 for Elijah Stewart, 12 from Jamison Myers on 4 threes. He had a terrific game, and I'm going to go with Elijah Stewart as my player of the game for Bodkins.
Elijah Stewart from Bodkins and Justin Finkbein from Tri-Village, your Clancy's stars of the game today. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 KNOXCNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
A 51-50 victory for Bodkins over Tri-Village here in a flying to the hoop contest. That was game number one today in this Sunday edition of Flying to the Hoop. Again, this event goes on all weekend. They have multiple more games going on today and tomorrow on MLK Day. And speaking of multiple more games, Fort Loramie is hosting its inaugural MLK weekend tournament. It's going on today. Two games going on earlier this afternoon. They were involving Marion Local and Minster. We're going to carry the last two games tonight. Springfield Catholic Central, also ranked in Division 4, like Bodkins and Tri-Village, is taking on Anna. That is a 6 o'clock tip-off, 5:30 airtime here on scoresbroadcast.com and 105.5 TAM FM. And then we will also have the host of Fort Loramie Redskins taking on Tiffin Columbian. Should be a fun night in Loramie.
It should be. I mean, Tiffin Columbian, good size. They're Division 1, if I'm not mistaken. So that should be. Loramie playing really well the last couple of games. But we'll see how that goes. And Anna going to have their hands full. They're going to have a really good scoring night from somebody besides McCain Finkenbein.
Absolutely, and I'm very anxious to see the Irish, who lost to Cedarville in the sectional or district semifinal, excuse me, as they call it, last year.
Yeah.
So they got an early exit in the tournament, but they return a lot, including Tyler Galouche, big stud inside. He went wild against Springfield a week ago in a non-conference game. That's the Division I Springfield Wildcats. So should be a fun night. Thanks again for listening. I'm Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. We thank our board operator, JC, back at WMVR. We'll see you tonight. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.